Ladies and gentlemen, we know that God put stars and planets in the heavens for times and for seasons because he wants us to know times and seasons of what he's doing. Now, if you watched me on the Revelation series, you know that I spent a considerable amount of time on a sub-series of the Revelation series called The Final Years of Millennium 6. I told you how I finally realized why God painstakingly recorded the generations of Adam and how many years Seth lived, how many years Methuselah lived, how many years Noah lived. It's like, who cares? Well, I understand why now. And then the reigns of the kings of Israel. This so-and-so reigned for this many years. Jeconiah or Hezekiah or reigned for this many years. And I realized that God was building a time bridge. God was sewing together time so that we could keep track of it. Why would we want to keep track of it? So we would know when 6,000 years from Adam would expire. Why is it important to know that? Because there appears to be a plan in the scripture. An 8,000 year plan, 8 being the number of a new beginning, that works in 1,000 year increments. I don't want to go into the whole thing now because my sister is going to link you to a talk that I gave in Birmingham, Alabama, in the spring of 2016. Concerns the September 23rd, 2017 constellation that I believe is a fulfillment of Revelation chapter 12, the great sign in heaven that will mark the beginning of something great that God is doing. This is one of the reasons I believe that we are in the final years of Millennium 6. So back to this plan of God's in 6,000 year increments. God set up the week. Why do we have a week? Why do we have 7 days in a week? It's not random. God came up with that. He created in 6 days, and then the seventh day was a day of stopping. 6 days was given to humanity to work. And the seventh day was the day that is recognized for God, where God stops from his work, people stop from their work, and they honor God. And God gets glory on the seventh day. Well, there's a passage in 2 Peter that speaks of to God. It's a code. It's a key for us. To God, 1,000 years is as one day. So we have this interesting correspondence between days and 1,000 year time periods. We also know for a fact that the millennium is 1,000 years. He will live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. Live and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. So that is known as the millennium. It's a 1,000 year time period. And Hebrews speaks of it as entering into the rest of God, the rest, the stopping. Enter into his stopping, Paul says in Hebrews. Enter into God's stopping. He uses the word stopping, which is Sabbath in the Hebrew, to describe God ruling through Christ with Israel for 1,000 years. Same stopping that is mentioned in the creation week of Genesis. Then God stopped from his labors on the seventh day. So the millennium is the seventh day of what? Of 6 other days. If the millennium's 1,000 years, then 6,000 years has gone before it. And 6 is the number of man, 7 is the number of perfection. This thing is so beautiful, it's just unbelievable. 6 and 1, 6 and 1. 6 is the number of man, to no avail. 1 more added to it, 1 being the number of God. 6 plus 1 equals 7, the number of perfection. And God gets glory for the eon of the eons and for the eons of the eons as well. What if we could know how many years it has been since Adam. Wouldn't that be interesting? Because then if we count 6,000 years from Adam, we will know when the 6,000 years of man, of humanity, have run their course, and when the 1,000 years of God stopping will begin. I believe this is why God carefully marked times and years. So the people who want to know, you have to go to some trouble for this. So the people can know, we'll be able to find out. And that God's people will not be ignorant of the year of his return, the time of his coming. Nobody can know the day or the hour, Jesus said. But he didn't say nobody could know the month or the year, did he? No. I've seen it from two different sources, three actually, that people who have counted these years independently, and they've come up with the year 2028 for the end of the 6,000 years of Adam, 6,000 years of humanity, which would begin the 1,000 years of God, 1,000 years of the Lord's day. It's also 2,000 years from Christ's reading of the scroll of Isaiah in Nazareth, when he announces the favorable year of the Lord. I get into all this in my talk in Birmingham, Alabama. I don't know what's happening to my voice. I apologize. So Kelly's going to link you to that. If 2028 is the beginning of the, and this has to happen sometime, why have all the prophecies been wrong? Why have all these people taking guesses, not prophecies, people have guessed at the time. And somebody said it was in the 1800s, somebody said it was going to be 1912, or one year was called the Great Disappointment because Christ didn't come. What's one thing that all the dates that went before have in common? None of them were 6,000 years from Adam, F.A. We're 5,990 years from Adam right now. This is the year 5990 F.A. That's how I measure time now. Forget this A.D. stuff. It's not 2018 to me. It's 5990. The kingdom comes 10 years from now. I honestly believe. Am I guaranteeing it? Am I going to be like Joe Namath at the Super Bowl, guaranteeing that the Jets will beat the Colts? What was it? Super Bowl 5? Whatever. No. I am not 100% sure. I'm not coming to you saying, thus saith the Lord. But there comes a point where there are so many signs, so many scriptures, so many corroborations of years that, and I'm going to get into more by the end of this show, that you have, it almost comes to a point where you're stupid if you don't acknowledge that it's happening. One thing all these other dates had in common was nobody, the 6,000 years from Adam hasn't come yet. So you could have a kindergarten kid giving the right year. If it's 6,000 years from Adam, it's going to be right. It doesn't matter who says it. It doesn't matter who says it. All we have to do is wait for the clock to tick, tick. 6,000 years, boom. The 6 days of humanity, which the creation week was a type of. And then we have the millennium. Jesus said you're supposed to look for signs. When you see red at night, when you see red in the morning, sailors take warning. Red at night, sailors delight. You read the figs, you read the agricultural season, you're supposed to know. If you don't know, you're a dum-dum. Now, we don't know when the snatching away is going to occur. We don't know that because it's not pegged to any seasons. It's not pegged to any Israelite agricultural times. The feast, Passover, Pentecost, Tabernacles. Because it's not based on prophecy. On September 23rd, 2017, there was a sign in the heavens, and I believe it was the fulfillment of Revelation 12. I haven't talked about this in a while since the Revelation series, and I wanted you all to know that I still believe that this happened. This thing was real. And at the time, we didn't know for sure if this sign that appeared on September 23rd, 2017, that you could find in the Solarium program, which is a modern technology that enables us to look at the movements of stars that we didn't have before. I haven't talked about this in a long time. So did I forget about it? Do I think it's bogus? Am I embarrassed? No. Game on. Game on. But we didn't know if this was going to be a catalyst, because we know that God is going to work with Israel. He worked with Israel in the past, I should say. God, as we've been discussing, put Israel on hold, started something new with the body of Christ. And then when the fullness of the nations comes in, he's going to pick up with Israel again. This sign looked like it could have been God picking up with Israel again. Paul gives that link in Romans 11:25, that callousness on Israel in part has come until the fullness of the nations may be entering. So, if God is beginning again, if God was beginning again with Israel on September 23rd, 2017, then the snatching away could have happened around that time, because the fullness of the nations would come in before God dealt with Israel. I was starting to wonder, will it be a split second before this constellation that is mentioned in Revelation 12 that happened on September 23rd, 2017, would it be like a thunder lightning type event because of Romans 11:25 that correlated a happening in Israel, which is all Israel shall be saved, with the happening in the body of Christ, which is the fullness of the nations entering. All right, Kelly's also going to link you to Revelation series show number, well, I don't know what show number is, I forget. She's going to link you to it underneath here, so check that out. But in this particular show, I talk about the constellation. Let's just read this. A great sign was seen in heaven. This is Revelation 12:1. A woman clothed with the sun, the moon underneath her feet, and on her head a wreath of 12 stars. And being pregnant, she is crying, travailing, tormented to be bringing forth. Everybody in Christianity was talking about this, and they thought that this sign was the snatching away. Just because of the phrase, and her child is snatched away toward God and toward his throne. It doesn't say to God, it says toward God. Big difference. I talk about this during my talk in Birmingham. So watch that video. It'll bring you up to speed on this. So I wasn't sure at the time if this thing was a thunder lightning thing or if it was a signpost. If it was a sign, this constellation, that God was beginning something. I mean, when you're going toward Miami here, I'm 20 miles north of Miami right now. I get down to Aventura and it says Miami 10 miles. I'm not in Miami yet, but it's a sign. It's a sign that I'm close to Miami. I'm closer than I was when I left Fort Lauderdale. So a sign tells you you're near something. And God announces things with the heavens. And so with this sign, he announced that he was beginning something. That it was coming down. This was the beginning. And this is very intriguing to me, is that one of the men who proposed the year 2028, who added up all the years, was F.H. Bader. Watch my whole final years of Millennium 6. Scroll down to the bottom of my homepage. Go to the Revelation series. Look for the sub-series, final years of Millennium 6. He came up with 2028, but at the time, he didn't know anything about this September 23rd, 2017 constellation. If the kingdom starts in 2028, that means the tribulation starts in 2021. It's 2018 now, ladies and gentlemen. Tribulation starts in 2021. That would mean that the sign of September 23rd, 2017 was exactly 3.5 years before the beginning of the tribulation. And as I was teaching last year on this topic, I saw three and a half year periods. We had the last 7 years called the tribulation, split into two three and a half year periods. And it's also, I found quite a quote coincidence, unquote, that it was exactly 3.5 years between the start of the tribulation and the constellation of September 23rd, 2017. Count it. 3.5 years till the spring of 2021. March of 2021, which I believe the tribulation could begin. Yes, the tribulation. Yeah, that one. The midpoint would be 2024. Now, you want to hear something else interesting? Oh, there's another link down here. There's another link down here. And it's what I talk about on my Revelation series show. Some guy named Louis Varga, when he was messing around on constellation software, found a comet. This is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. He found a comet that never appeared before in our solar system. And it only did a weird thing 9 months before the planet Jupiter entered into the womb of Virgo on this constellation on September 23rd. This constellation involves a woman, which is Virgo. And don't scoff at the zodiac signs, because they're real and they're there and they tell the whole story of creation. Before there was even a written word, God put his testimony in the stars, because the stars declare God's handiwork. And if you don't believe me, believe Dr. E.W. Bullinger. Find his book, go to Amazon, The Witness of the Stars. Anyway, so Virgo is the woman clothed with the sun. That is, the sun is behind her and the moon underneath her feet, and on her head a wreath of 12 stars. This only happened, this unique constellation, once in the last 6,000 years. In fact, the last time it happened was the dawn of creation. So, anyway, this Louis Varga discovered this comet. And this comet, exactly 9 months before the king planet Jupiter enters into the womb of Virgo, 9 months before that, this comet came out of the loins of Leo, which is a type of Christ, above Virgo's head, and inseminated Virgo, went right through between her legs on March, no, when was it? On mid-November of 2016, the comet went out of Leo's loins between the legs of Virgo, and the moment it came between her legs, the planet Jupiter enters into her womb and goes into retrograde for 9 months. All right, this is the only guy that found this comet, and he found it by accident. And his video, you won't find any profound music. You won't find any big production details. You won't find any flashes, or it's just so, it's very, you might think it's boring. I think it's God porn. This is God porn. This, you got to watch this thing. I will link you to it. It's only got 25,000 views, which is great. You know me. I trust something that has low amount of views. I wish it only had 20 views, but you know, you take what you can get. It's like God is going, hey, are you seeing this? And one guy finds it. Nobody could find it really until this software becomes available and we have the technology for it. He calls it the Conception Comet. Watch this thing. I think it's exciting as hell. To me, it's God porn. So there's that. And then there was the great eclipse. If you think eclipses are random, if you think that the God who put the sun and the moon in the sky four times in seasons, if you think he does anything random, how do we know what a day or a week or a year even is? By the motion of the sun and the earth and the moon. The moon guides the feasts of Israel. All these things. They're not just up there to look pretty. Not just up there so Jiminy Cricket can sing a song about wishing upon a star. No, this stuff is serious. And so an eclipse, a total eclipse, is rare. It hadn't happened in 99 years that a total eclipse came across the United States. You remember this, right? That's pretty good there, a light here, man. Oh, yeah, I liked it. Yeah, it was on August 21st, 2017. A rare eclipse that went completely across the United States. From the northwest to the southeast. Well, guess what? It's coming back, a total solar eclipse. Exactly 7 years later, another eclipse is coming from the northeast to the southwest that's crisscrossing the United States. There comes a point where you really either don't care or you're too dull to see what God is putting right in front of us. The second eclipse, which is a darkening of the earth, happens April 8th, 2024. And what did I say 2024 was? According to the 7,000-year plan of God, which is the 8,000-year plan, if you count the beginning of the new heavens and the new earth, that begins the eighth day. Okay? That begins the eighth day. The end of the millennium, that's the end of day seven. It's the beginning of day eight, which is a number eight in scriptures, a number of a new beginning that begins the new heavens and the new earth. The second great total eclipse in North America comes on April 8th, 2024, which is the midpoint of the tribulation, according to the 7,000-year scheme. The midpoint of the tribulation, 2024. If it begins at 2021, if F.H. Bader and others are correct in their calculation of years, then the tribulation begins in 2021 spring, and 2024 spring is the midpoint. That's when all hell breaks loose. That's when God himself comes down to wipe out the religion and the politics on this planet. 2024. You don't want to be here starting then. And we won't be here. That's the latest date, in my mind, that we can be snatched away. Because God is going to declare war on this planet. Not because he's mad. Not because he's not conciliated to it. But because this is a wake-up call. He's no more angry at the earth than at a woman who goes into labor to produce a child. And that's the analogy God gives and Christ gives of this coming tribulation on the earth. It's like a mother giving birth. And there's the constellation, a woman giving birth. There it is, Revelation 12. And there's Virgo. And here comes the insemination comet right from the loins of Leo into Virgo. At the same time, the king planet is in her womb for 9 months. This was a sign that God is getting down to business, that the time is drawing to a close. Not going to be another 500 years, not going to be another 1,000 years. We're talking, everything's contracted now, everything is compressed. God is formally now announcing it. He formally announced it on September 23rd, 2017. That it's beginning. And if you had any doubts, here comes the eclipse, which I cried during the eclipse. I was outside. I'm not supposed to look at it, but I looked at it anyway. I was in Ohio. I couldn't see it wasn't the full eclipse, but the sun was going behind a cloud, and I just caught it, so I was kind of protected, you know. I can still see, so I'm all right. And I was weeping. Other people were like celebrating, and kids were throwing confettis, and they had little streamers and all that. Oh, what a great science project. And I'm thinking, oh, you poor people. I know you're well-meaning, but you're celebrating darkness coming over the land. It's a warning of God. It's a warning shot across the bow. It's a warning shot from God that all hell is going to break loose, and this earth is going to experience the worst times it has ever experienced since humanity came to be on the planet. But God is contracting it. He's bringing the time to a quick close. The contractions are going to hurt. They're going to be horrible, but they are going to produce a time of peace and plenty and righteous rule on this planet that the planet has never seen before, with Jesus Christ as the chief priest and Israel as his ministers, finally covering the earth with the knowledge of God as the waters cover the sea.